الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد continue our readings in كشف الشبهات removing the doubts by the great Imam الإمام الشيخ محمد ابن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى and in our previous classes we were reading one of their greatest doubts and misconceptions that they have with regards to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is that even after establishing the resemblance between them and the early generations of pagans in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they claim that the ruling does not apply to them because they testify an la ilaha illallah, and they testify inna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and they pray and they give charity and they fast and they make hajj. And as for the people in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they refused to say la ilaha illallah and they refused to say Muhammad Rasulullah. So therefore the ruling of disbelief and shirk cannot apply to them. And we have seen this doubt and its weakness and how it is refuted from a number of aspects that the author has mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and that is that a person, he may disbelieve in a number of different manners, and disbelief occurs from many different aspects. A person can believe in some things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, and disbelieve in other aspects, and in this manner he would disbelieve. And it's not a requirement to disbelieve in everything, or for all of the aspects of disbelief to be gathered in a person. But rather, if one aspect was found in him, one aspect of major disbelief, then he would disbelieve in that manner. And he mentioned a number of points with regards to this, and as a clarification, the consensus of the one who denied something that is known by way of necessity about Islam, that it's an obligation. If he denied that obligation, then he would disbelieve even if he performed that, like the one who denies the obligation of salah, or he denies the obligation of zakat, or he denies the obligation of the sawm, or of the hajj, even if he were to pray and give charity, even if he were to fast and make hajj, but if he believed that it's not an obligation, it's a personal choice and decision. If he wants to pray, he can pray. If he doesn't want to pray, he doesn't have to pray. It's not an obligation upon him. If he wants to fast, he can fast. If he doesn't want to fast, he doesn't have to fast. It's not an obligation upon him. There's a consensus of the scholars that this person here with this creed, he has disbelieved, even if he prayed, and even if he fasted, even if he gave charity. So if a person had believed in the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, yet he denied the obligation of salah, he would disbelieve. And if a person, he believed in the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal and the obligation of salah, but he denied the obligation of zakat, he would disbelieve, even if he paid zakat. And the author, he mentioned a number of points with regards to this. And even the companions, they fought those individuals who denied the obligation of zakat, and they were considered murtadun after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, even if a person, he were to make the shahada and to testify la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and to establish the prayer and to establish the adhan and to give the zakat and the likes like this, and to perform the sacred rites of al-Islam, if he were to do all of these affairs, yet he believed in another prophet after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he claimed there was another prophet after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he would disbelieve in that manner, along with his testimony of faith, along with his prayer, along with his adhan, along with his charity, along with his fasting, and either performing all of these deeds and performing all of these actions, yet by believing that there can be another prophet after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had disbelieved in Allah in the last day. He had disbelieved in Allah in the last day, and the greatest clarification of that likewise was those murtadun from Bani Hanifa in the time of the companions after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Musaylima al-Kadhab. And the companions, they fought them. And the companions, they fought them. And likewise, those individuals who testified to la ilaha illallah, and they testified to Muhammad Rasulullah, and they established the prayer and the sacred rites of al-Islam, yet they claimed that Ali, They claimed that Ali radiallahu anhu, he was Allah. They claimed that Ali radiallahu anhu, he was Allah. This is a great violation of the rights of Al-Islam, and they disbelieve in that manner. So a person, if he were to believe in some aspects of Al-Islam and disbelieve in other aspects, then he would disbelieve in this manner, even if he prayed, even if he fasted, even if he gave charity. These actions will not benefit them. If a person, he denied the Day of Judgment, he would disbelieve. If a person, he believed that the Quran was changed or that it was not revealed in entirety and the likes like this, he would disbelieve in that. If a person, he disbelieved in these affairs, he would leave Al-Islam in this manner, be considered a disbeliever, even if he were to state the Shahada all morning and all night, and even if he were to pray in the daytime and in the nighttime, even if he were to give all of his wealth and charity, nothing would be accepted from him. So this is a false doubt. This is a false doubt that they have presented here. And it's of utmost importance to understand. And we've seen likewise that they're trying to come from one aspect of emotions. And this is what many times the people of falsehood, they do. So they're saying, how can you claim that we're disbelievers? How can you claim that we're pagans? How can you resemble us to them? We say the Shahada with you. We pray with you. We fast with you. We make charity. We give charity with you. We make Hajj with you. How can you claim that we're disbelievers? What's wrong with you? We're your brothers in Islam. So this is their false claim. So these actions here that they're doing outwardly will not benefit along with disbelief. Waliyadu billah. Waliyadu billah. So this is what the author, he's clarifying. That there were individuals in the time of the companions, radiyallahu anhum, who are also making these same actions. They're also making the shahada. They're also praying and establishing the prayer. And they're also establishing the other sacred rites of Al-Islam. Yet they had violated the shahada in a manner until they disbelieved along with that. Some of them by denying the obligation of zakat. Others by claiming that Musaylama was a prophet after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this manner they disbelieved. And the companions, they fought them. And they did away with him, alhamdulillah. And others, they claimed that Ali radiallahu anhu, he was Allah. So therefore, the companions, they fought them. Rather, Ali radiallahu anhu, he burned them. He burned them in a manner that is well known. And likewise, there were those individuals from the Ubaidiyun, from the Balthiniyah, who had changed much of the legislation, making many aspects of the affairs that were impermissible to declare them to be permissible. And from that was that they made it permissible. They deemed it permissible for a man to marry the sister of his wife and the likes like this, and other affairs like this. And the people of knowledge declared them to be disbelievers because of this. They had changed the legislation and they had deemed to be permissible that which is impermissible, or impermissible that which is permissible, until the extent that the people of knowledge declared them to be disbelievers, and they fought them. And they fought them in their time and in their day. And we stopped with the statement of the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He says, وَيُقَالُ أَيْضًا إذا كان المشركون الأولون لم يكفروا إلا لأنهم جمعوا بين الشرك وتكذيب الرسول والقرآن وإنكار البعث وغير ذلك فما معنى الباب الذي ذكر العلماء في كل مذهب باب حكم المرتد وهو المسلم الذي يكفر بعد إسلامه ثم ذكروا أشياء كثيرة كل نوع منها يكفر ويحل دم الرجل وماله حتى إنهم ذكروا أشياء يسيرة عند من فعلها مثل كلمة يذكرها بلسانه دون قلبه أو كلمة يذكرها على وجه المزح واللعب واللعب. He mentioned رحمه الله تعالى the sixth response, the sixth answer to this doubt here is that it's mentioned to them also that if those first pagans and polytheists, any meaning in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they did not disbelieve except by gathering between paganism and denying the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and denying the Quran and belying the resurrection and other than that, then what is the meaning of the chapter that the scholars they mention in every single madhab, the chapter which is known as the ruling of the murtad, the ruling of the apostate? And this is the Muslim who disbelieved after entering into the fold of al-Islam. والمسلم الذي يكفر بعد إسلامه. The murtad is the person, he is called an apostate. He is someone who was a Muslim originally, and he disbelieved after his Islam. He disbelieved after his Islam. And they mention many things in this chapter. He mentioned many things in this chapter, and every one of these types of disbelief, they would cause a person to disbelieve, and he would leave al-Islam, and his blood and his wealth would be considered permissible, and his blood and his wealth would be considered permissible, until even to the extent that they mention things that are considered light, and that for the one who did it, something that's considered easy, not something that may be considered great. And if the one he were to do it, he would disbelieve. Like a person, he made a statement on his tongue and his heart did not even believe what he's saying. Or a statement that a person he will say while he's joking and just playing. While he's joking and just playing. And so this is another aspect of clarifying the falsehood of that doubt that has preceded. That the fuqaha, they have mentioned in their books the chapter Bab al-Ridda. Bab al-Ridda, أو حكم المرتدين. Hukum al-Murtaddin, the chapter of apostating, and the chapter of the ruling of those who apostate. And apostation is al-kufru ba'da al-Islam. Al-Ridda here, al-kufru ba'da al-Islam. Waliyadu billah, al-Ridda, to apostate, is to disbelieve after accepting Islam. Is to disbelieve after accepting Islam. And the people of knowledge, they have mentioned this. They have mentioned this, and they have mentioned a number of affairs. We discussed it briefly in our previous class. Some of the scholars, they have mentioned in the books of fiqh up to 400 aspects of how a person, he may disbelieve and leave the fold of Islam after being a Muslim. After being a Muslim. Some of them are statements, some of them are actions, and some of them are beliefs. Some of them are statements, some of them are actions, and some of them are beliefs. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that al-Ridda, it goes back to four affairs. Qawlun yudaddu al-Islam, either a statement that is contrary to al-Islam in entirety. A statement that is contrary to al-Islam in entirety. A person, he will leave Islam in this manner by making a statement on his tongue that is contrary and in opposition to Islam from his foundation, like cursing Allah Azza wa Jal, or cursing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or mocking or disgracing the religion. Speaking ill about the deen of Allah, or mocking something from the deen of Allah, mocking something from the book of Allah, or from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is established. Doing this with one's tongue will take him out of the fold of Islam. Even if he claimed he was only joking. Even if he said it in his heart, he didn't mean it. Even if he just became upset and then he cursed Allah azza wa jal. And it just came off his tongue like that. And then he said he didn't mean it. He didn't believe it in his heart. He would disbelieve with that statement. Just that statement alone, regardless of whether he claimed he believed in that or not, it would disbelieve. And the people of knowledge would rule upon him with disbelief. And they would require him to repent and return back to the religion. Or else he would be taken to account in the manner that is well known for those who disbelieve. And this would be in the hands of a Muslim judge and ruler. Likewise, the second aspect, fi'alun yudaddu al-Islam. We have qawlun yudaddu al-Islam, wa fi'alun yudaddu al-Islam, and an action that is contrary in entirety to al-Islam. Any action that is contrary to the foundation of al-Islam, if a person here were to perform it, he will leave the fold of al-Islam. He will leave the fold of al-Islam. For example, waliyadu billah, kicking the mushaf, throwing it on the ground with disrespect, like with having no with disrespect, throwing it on the ground or kicking it with the foot, and the likes like this. This is an action that is contrary to al-Islam in entirety. A person who disbelieve in this manner, a person who by belittling the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla like this, a person who could disbelieve in this manner, or by prostrating before a grave or before a man. Waliyadu billah, this is disbelief. This is disbelief. These are actions that are contrary to al-Islam in entirety, that are contrary to al-Islam in entirety. And the third one, اعتقاد yudad al-Islam, or a creed that is contrary in entirety to al-Islam, like believing in the awliya, that they have the ability to benefit or to harm, or that they have the ability that the dead can hear you and save you and help you. These are creeds and beliefs that are contrary to al-Islam in entirety. These are creeds and beliefs that are contrary to al-Islam in entirety. To believe that there is someone buried in a grave in India, that if you call on him, he'll save you. Or buried in a grave in Iraq or in Misr. And in these far off lands, and somebody here in Stone Mountain will call on him and he'll save him from danger and help him. And the likes like this. This is a creed that is contrary to al-Islam from its foundation. These are just examples. So many aspects go back to these affairs. These are the fundamentals of ar-ridda. قَوْلٌ يُضَادُّ عَلِسْلَامُ وَفِعْلٌ يُضَادُّ عَلِسْلَامُ وَاِتِقَادٌ يُضَادُّ عَلِسْلَامُ A statement that is contrary in opposition to Islam from its foundation. An action or a creed that is contrary to Islam from its foundation. And the fourth affair, شَكٌ يُضَادُّ عَلِسْلَامُ And a doubt, having doubts that is contrary to the fundamentals of Islam. That is contrary to the fundamentals of al-Islam. Al-Islam is a religion of certainty. A person, he must have certainty. And whenever the people of knowledge, they mention here this type of shek here that is contrary to al-Islam, it's not the type of shek that comes, not the type of doubt that comes like whispers from the devil and the likes like this, and then they go away. Some doubt will pass his mind and he will dislike that. And he will say, A'udhu billah. And he will repel that and believe in Allah. Amantu billahi wa rasuli. It will go away. This is not what is intended here. What is intended here is truly doubting, truly having doubts, not being certain. Is Allah worthy of worship? Or not being certain. Is the Prophet Muhammad really a prophet? Like this, having that, not being certain about that. This doubt here, not having certainty about these affairs, for example, is the Quran the speech of Allah? Having a doubt, not being certain about that. Is disbelief, waliyadu billah. Is disbelief that will take a person out of the fold of al-Islam. As for if the likes of these doubts, they just cross the person's mind and he said, A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah, A'udhu billah, amantu billahi wa rasuli. And he repelled them. This does not affect him, and this is not the type of doubts. This is from the waswasa and the whispers of the devil, that a believer, he will repel them by seeking refuge with Allah. He will repel them by having sincere faith and renewing his faith. And remembering the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal and the likes, and those issues they will go away. Those issues they will go away. So a person, if he were to call on another besides Allah, this is a statement that's contrary to al-Islam in entirety. We have seen the issue of du'a in previous classes. Du'a huwa al-ibadah. Du'a huwa al-ibadah. So to give that, to call on someone else besides Allah, a person he will leave Islam in this manner. Or likewise to curse Allah or His Messenger, or to belittle something from the religion, or for someone, for example, to prostrate before other than Allah Azza wa Jal, or to deface the Mus'haf and the likes like this. All of this is considered disbelief. A person who will leave Islam in this manner, waliyadhu billah, or to have a creed believing that there is something from the creation that shares with Allah Azza wa Jal and the authority or in the command or disposing the affairs of the creation. Or to have a doubt about something from the fundamentals of the religion, like the truthfulness of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here we see that there's a great benefit. We know with regards to al-iman, qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqad, qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqad, wal i'tiqad yukunu jaziman, yani al-i'tiqad jazim. So for the iman to be proper, there must be statements and actions and creed. And that creed must have certainty. So likewise at kufr, ma yudaddu al-iman, any the disbelief that's contrary to al-iman, it happens in the same way, with a statement and with the action and with the creed and without having certainty. So just as al-iman is a statement on the tongue, kufr is likewise a statement on the tongue. Just like al-iman is actions on the body parts, likewise kufr. Kufr is actions on the body parts. And just as al-iman is a proper creed in the heart, likewise disbelief occurs in the same manner by having a contrary creed in the heart. And just like al-iman is having certain faith, then to have doubt also is considered disbelief. And with regards to iman, a person, he must have all of these affairs. A person, he must bring all aspects. He cannot bring the statement and not have the creed. With regards to iman, he couldn't have the statement, he couldn't say he believes, but then in his heart he doesn't believe. Rather, he must have al-qawl, wal-amal, wal-i'tiqad, wal-yaqeen. They must be gathered for a person to be considered a Muslim. He must bring the minimum requirements of faith, and that is to have sincere faith, a statement on the tongue, actions on the body parts, and a creed in the heart. So a person to be considered a Muslim, he must have the proper creed, and then he must make that shahada outwardly. And then there's a minimum requirement of actions that he must establish for his faith to be considered correct. For his faith to be considered correct. In this manner, he'll be a Muslim. So these affairs, they must be gathered for Islam to be established. But as for disbelief to be established, all aspects of disbelief do not have to be gathered, rather only one aspect. So a person, he may believe in all of the aspects of the religion except for one. He'll disbelieve in that manner. Like the people who followed Musaylimah, they believe in all of the aspects about Islam. They accepted Islam in entirety, except for the fact that they believed that Musaylimah was a prophet after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so therefore they disbelieved, and none of their actions were accepted. Rather, the companions, they fought them to death. Radiallahu anhum. We understand that. So a person, he can disbelieve from one aspect. He doesn't have to gather all. He doesn't have to disbelieve in the Quran, disbelieve in the Prophet, disbelieve in the last day, disbelieve in this, disbelieve in that. He doesn't have to gather all aspects. Rather, just one aspect will take a person out of Islam. And this is what the author, he's mentioning here, the great consensus. And again, this is a benefit to clarify with regards to this doubt, because those people who have the likes of these doubts, they ascribe to these madhahib. They ascribe to these madhahib. They ascribe to the madhahib al-Hanafi and the madhahib al-Maliki and the madhahib al-Shafi'i and the madhahib al-Hanbali. They ascribe to these madhahib here, and they follow these madhahib in fiqh, and they're aware of these issues. And in those books that they follow, all of these scholars from these madhahib, they have this chapter, the chapter of Hukm al-Murtad, the chapter of the one who apostated. And in this chapter, they mention amazing affairs. And some of the affairs that are mentioned in the chapter of apostating, there's consensus with regards to that. And others, there are affairs that the people of knowledge, they differ with regards to. But the point is that this is something that is established. That there are a number of affairs that will take a person out of Islam. If he were to perpetrate one of them, it will violate his shahada, and he will leave the fold of al-Islam. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Until the extent the author, he's mentioned that some of them, they mention small things that may be considered small. Even some of them, for example, the Hanafiya, they mention that if a person, he were to pray salah without wudu on purpose, he would disbelieve. This one here, there's a difference of opinion about this, and Allah knows best, it's not correct. But just to see the extent of the affair, and this is because they consider this mocking their religion. A person, he knows that the prayer, the requirement for the prayer is to have wudu, and then he will intentionally pray without wudu. So they consider this to be an aspect of it, istihza, bid-deen, to mock and to take the deen lightly, like it's nothing. So some of them would declare this type of person to be a disbeliever. So my point here is not to discuss this issue, and Allah knows best, this is a major sin, and it's lesser than disbelief, but just to clarify that the people of knowledge have mentioned things like this that would take a person out of Islam. The people of knowledge from these madhahib that are well known, that we all agree upon, the people of Tawheed and the people who ascribe to al-Islam, yet they fall into shirk. Likewise, he's saying here, if a person, he made a statement on his tongue, even if his heart didn't mean it, or if he said a statement and he's only joking, he's just laughing and playing around, then this will take him out of Islam. And Allah, he mentioned in his book about this affair, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. That indeed, they have disbelieved those who said that Allah, He is the Masih, the son of Maryam. So here Allah Azza wa Jal, He's mentioning clearly that they disbelieved. What did they disbelieve for? Because they said with their tongue that Allah, He is the Masih ibn Maryam. So this statement here took them into disbelief. Allah called them disbelievers. He called them disbelievers because of their statement. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةً لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةً Allah, He says that indeed, those who say that Allah is the third of three, they disbelieved. Indeed, they have disbelieved. Those who say that Allah is the third of three. So here these people are making statements. They're saying with their tongue that Allah, He's Jesus. Or they say that Allah, He is the third of three. The third of three. So now Allah is declaring them to be disbelievers because of their statement. And Allah, He mentions, وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَرِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ وَكَفَرُوا بَعْدِ إِسْلَامِهِمْ Referring to the hypocrites. وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَرِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ وَكَفَرُوا بَعْدِ إِسْلَامِهِمْ Indeed, they said a statement of disbelief and they disbelieved after their Islam. And they disbelieved after their Islam. These issues are going to come. These were hypocrites. Allah knows best, these were pure hypocrites. They made a statement of disbelief, mocking the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were pure hypocrites. So they did not believe in the first place. But Allah, He said that they disbelieved. But in reality, they're already disbelievers. But at that time, they were hypocrites. And so therefore, they were judged based upon what they displayed outwardly. So in their hearts, they're hypocrites and disbelievers. But outwardly, they're Muslims until they made this statement. Until they made this statement. Whenever they made this statement, that which was in their hearts was made clear and known. And now the ruling of disbelief was judged against them because of their outward display of disbelief. Because of their outward display of disbelief. So until they outwardly displayed disbelief, that which they claimed from Mount Islam was accepted from them. So this is what is being referred to. وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَرِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ وَكَفَرُوا بَعْدِ إِسْلَامِهِمْ أَنْ إِسْلَامِهِمْ الظَّاهِرِ And in the Islam that they're displaying outwardly, claiming that they're Muslims, they disbelieved after their faith, after their claim of Islam, by making this statement. So they're mocking and they're joking, and whenever they were brought up about that, they said, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ We're just joking around and playing. We're not even serious. But this was not accepted from them. This was not accepted from them, and they were considered disbelievers. So a person, he may say a statement on his tongue, and he's just joking, taking it lightly, mocking the religion, or laughing about some of the affairs of the deen. And this is something very, very dangerous. Laughing or mocking the Quran, or the likes like this, or mocking some of the affairs of the religion. Some people, they mock the hijab. Other people, they mock the siwak. Other people, they mock the fact that a person, he will pull his pants up above his ankles. This is very dangerous. The deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla is nothing to laugh at, nothing to joke about. If a person is going to joke about something, he should never joke or laugh about the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla or anything related to it whatsoever. The deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla is based upon ta'zeem. Ta'zeem Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, magnifying Allah Azza wa Jalla, magnifying and venerating, honoring and respecting the deen. This is what the deen is based upon. So anything that's contrary to that, whether it's joking or laughing or playing or even being serious, all of this is contrary to the minimum requirement of a Muslim, that he will honor the deen and the sacred rights of Islam. He will honor and respect the deen and the sacred rights about Islam. So he says, Rahimahullah, وَيُقَالُ أَيْضًا الَّذِينَ قَالَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ مَا قَالُوا وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَرِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ وَكَفَرُوا بَعْدِ إِسْلَامِهِمْ أَمَا سَمِعْتَ اللَّهَ كَفَّرَهُمْ بِكَرِمَةٍ مَعَ كَوْنِهِمْ فِي زَمَنِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُجَاهِدُونَ مَعَهُ وَيُصَلُّونَ مَعَهُ وَيُزَكُّونَ وَيُحُجُّونَ وَيُوَحِّدُونَ اللَّهَ He said, likewise, as a refutation of this, that those who Allah, He said about them, that they swear by Allah, any that they're only joking or that they're playing or they are not serious, and they said a statement of disbelief and they disbelieved after their Islam. Do you not hear that Allah here, He declared them to be disbelievers because of a statement, along with the fact that they're in the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they're fighting jihad with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're praying behind the Messenger of Allah, and they're giving charity with the Messenger of Allah, paying the zakat, and they're making hajj, performing the pilgrimage along with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they're making the tawheed of Allah, Now making the Tawheed of Allah yet here with this one statement, the ruling of disbelief was judged against him. This is referring to the verses in Surah At-Tawbah. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتُهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ. And Allah, He mentions that whenever you asked Him, they were going to say, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ, we were just delving and we're just joking and playing, passing time. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Say to them, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it Allah and His verses and His messenger that you are mocking and joking? لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدَ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Do not make any excuses today. You have disbelieved after your faith. And this is mentioned about some hypocrites who are joking around on the way back from the Battle of Tabuk. And they're laughing at the Prophet and his companions, claiming that they're cowards and claiming that they are fighting for worldly gain, and claiming that they're liars and the likes like this, and that they're cowards in the face of enemies, and that they're the ones who are brave. And they mention, whenever we get back to Medina, we're going to kick out those lowly people and the likes like this. And whenever one of the believers who heard this, he called them munafiqun, and he said, Wallahi, you're lying. And he went and informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was revealed about them. So they were Muslims outwardly, although inside their hearts they were disbelievers, they were hypocrites. But that ruling of disbelief was not judged against them until they displayed outwardly disbelief. And that outward disbelief that they displayed was a statement. So the point of the author is clear. A person may be, he'll leave Islam with a statement like these individuals here. And the outward and apparent judgment of disbelief will be made against a person because of a statement that he made, even if he claimed he's joking. He says, Rahimahullah, وَكَذَلِكَ الَّذِينَ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيهِمْ. And likewise, those whom Allah, He mentioned about them. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ. فَهَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ صَرَّحَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ أَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بَعْدِ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَهُمْ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي غَزْوَةِ تَبُوكَ قَالُوا كَلِمَةً ذَكَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوهَا عَلَى وَجْهِ الْمَزْحِ. So he says here, likewise those whom Allah, He said about them, say to them, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it Allah and His verses and His messenger that you are mocking? Do not make any excuses. Indeed, you have disbelieved after your faith. So these people here, Allah Azza wa Jal, He has mentioned clearly that they disbelieved after having faith. And they were along with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ghazwati Tabuk. And they made a statement. They mentioned that they were only joking and playing with regards to this. So the author, he says, فَتَأَمَّلْ هَذِهِ الشُّبْهَ وَهِيَ قَوْلُهُمْ تُكَفِّرُونَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أُنَاسًا يَشْهَدُونَ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَيُصَلُّونَ وَيَصُومُونَ وَيُحُجُّونَ ثُمَّ تَأَمَّلْ جَوَابَهَا فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ أَنْفَعِ مَا فِي هَذِهِ الْأَوْرَاقِ. He said, rahimahullah, that ponder over this doubt now. And it is their statement that you're declaring the Muslims to be disbelievers. You're declaring people who testify la ilaha illallah, and they pray and they fast and they make hajj. You're declaring them to be disbelievers. How can you do that? And so this is their doubt. And he says, and also ponder the response to that, and that which has proceeded from all of these different aspects, because it is the most beneficial thing that is found in these pages here. Here is the most beneficial portion of that which is found in these pages here. So again, these people, they call on, this is directed to individuals, they have doubts with regards to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, Tawheed al-Ibadah. And these people here, they have creeds and beliefs in the awliya, and they call on others besides Allah Azza wa Jal, calling on others with fear and with love and with hope, and they make dua to others besides Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of them they slaughter to others besides Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of them they take oaths in the names of others besides Allah Azza wa Jal, many aspects of ibadah that is directed to others besides Allah Azza wa Jal from the likes of these people, and they claim that this will not harm them because they say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and that this will not harm them because they pray and they give charity and they fast and they make hajj. So if one were here to say this, how can you declare them to be disbelievers? Look at this man, he's weeping and crying. And he's making hajj every year, and he's fasting in Ramadan, and he's giving charity, and he's helping in this avenue of goodness, and he's feeding the orphans, and he's praying the night prayer, and he's the first one in the front row. How can you declare him to be a disbeliever? And he, at the same time he's doing all these things, he's also in his sujood, he's calling on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's calling on Ali, or he's calling on Fatima in his sujood, he's calling on Fatima, or he's calling on Ali, and the likes like this. How can you declare him to be a disbeliever? He's praying every day, he's doing all these things. What's the response? So the point is that a person, he will disbelieve in a number of ways, and all is and it's only required for him to fall into one aspect of disbelief for his Islam to be invalidated. So the Islam can be invalidated from a number of aspects. The nawaqid al-Islam are many. There are many aspects. There are many type of statements or deeds or creeds and the likes that invalidate a person's Islam. And if a person, he brings one of them, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ his Islam will be invalidated. His Islam will be invalidated. Allah, he mentioned in his book, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبَلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتُكُنَّنَّ مِنْ الْخَاسِرِينَ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبَلِكَ. O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah is addressing the Prophet. He said to him that indeed it's been revealed to you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and those before you, that لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ أَمَلُكَ, that if you were to make shirk, then all of your deeds would be invalidated. وَلَتَكُنَّنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and indeed you will be from the losers. And this is something that was revealed to all of the prophets and messengers, and likewise to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if one of you were to make shirk, then all of your actions will be invalidated. So one thing that there's a consensus with regards to likewise is that all of the prophets and messengers alayhim wasallatu wasallam, they're safeguarded from shirk. They will never fall into shirk. They have guidance and protection from Allah with regards to that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here the threat is to clarify the dangers of shirk, that even if the likes of one of these prophets or messengers were to fall into this grave sin, then all of their deeds likewise would be invalidated. So how about those who are lesser than them? And this is a threat for those who are coming after them. بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ, rather Allah alone worship and be from those who are thankful. So if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were to fall into shirk, all of his deeds would be invalidated, then even more rightful someone after him from his followers or those who claim to follow him, that if they were to fall into these aspects of shirk or disbelief, then likewise all of their deeds would be invalidated. So if a person, he committed shirk or an action of disbelief and he never repented from that, then nothing will be accepted from him. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا, and we had come to that which they had done from actions, and we made it like particles of dust, yani absolutely nothing, no benefit. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَارُهُمْ كَرَمَادٍ اشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي يَوْمٍ عَاصِفٍ, the example of those who disbelieve, their actions are like their deeds, their actions are like ashes in the wind on a stormy day, and they have absolutely no benefit whatsoever. So this is why it's so important to learn the proper creed and belief, and likewise to learn Islam in great detail and learn that which is contrary to al-Islam. So a person, he's not going to be safe in his deen until he learns those affairs that will violate his religion. And because maybe he'll fall into these affairs and he does not even know. But many times, if it's from the fundamentals of the religions, he may not be excused. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, or even if it's a statement he didn't believe it in his heart, he will not be excused.
If he cursed Allah Azza wa Jal, he's not going to be excused. If he cursed the Prophet Muhammad, waliyadhu billah, waliyadhu billah, he's not going to be excused. Even many times in a Muslim court, he will not, his repentance will not be accepted in front of the people. And it will be between him and Allah, that's different, but the ruling will be made against him. The ruling will be made against him. And if there's a ruling of a death penalty for those who mock the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a Muslim court. So this is something very dangerous. This is something very dangerous. The point is to clarify again that disbelief, it happens in many ways. And a person, he will leave Islam for many different aspects if he's not careful. So these people here who call on the graves besides Allah Azza wa Jal, or they prostrate before the graves, or they slaughter before the graves, or they make oaths before the graves, or for the awliya, or for the mashaykh and the likes like this, or for the saints, this is a major disbelief. And the actions that they have or the deeds that they have will not benefit them, will not benefit them. We close with that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.